And over the past several weeks, church, we have been looking at building our lives on the firm foundation of Jesus. And last week we learned that Jesus is our baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And that when we ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, he gives us power to be his witnesses, pointing others to Jesus. And so today we're going to continue to dig into more of the Holy Spirit, how he empowers us now to equip others to build God's church. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that he is alive and he is working in us today. Amen. Firstly, this morning, I want to show you a picture up on the screen. We should have a picture of two ships. Oh, look at those ships, hey? So the one on the left over here, that cruise ship looks like it's fun, right? Look at that. Up at the top, you've got some water slides. I mean, how many levels even is that? That's ridiculous, that cruise ship. I've never been on a cruise. Have anyone, any of you been on some cruises? Oh, we've got some cruisers here. Of course we do. We live on the ocean. I have never been on a cruise because I get seasick. And the thought of a cruise just is not enjoyable to me. And I know people say you can wear bands and you can take medicine. Nope. I don't want to go anywhere near it. You should see me on a ferry. It's not pretty. And I have been on a lot of ferries in the last month. I'm just not a cruiser. But I have heard that cruises are pretty awesome, right? You just pay your fee, you pay your dues, and then everything is taken care of for you, right? You get on the cruise ship, you check into your room, and then you can just let all your worries and cares just drift away for the duration of the cruise because everything is done for you. You are catered to hand and foot. You want a particular meal, you want some entertainment, let me show you the choices, because it's not just one restaurant, you've got many to choose from. It's not just one form of entertainment. If that's not your style, we've got many different avenues for you. For that entire trip, you are served because you are the consumer, 100%. You don't have to lift a finger to do anything. No wonder so many people love going on cruises. I mean, if it wasn't on the water, I think I would love it, right? But now the other ship, a battleship. Firstly, anybody in the room been on a battleship? Oh, we actually have a few who have been on some battleships. I love it. That's amazing. I talked to Sharon this week, whose husband, Vern, here is a veteran who served in the Navy. And so I know, thank you, by the way, Vern, for your service. I don't know a lot about a battleship, but I know that it's very different than a cruise ship, right? From what I've learned, it's actually quite the opposite of a cruise ship. Am I correct for those of you who know anything about battleships? It's different. It's the opposite. Because once you make the choice to join that battleship, your life is different. You have a job. You have a task that is meant for you alone. You are trained and developed in that particular area. And when there is action, you run to your station because that's what you signed up for. You work not for your own glory, but you work for the sake of others. You work, in fact, to serve others, to serve the other people on that ship. And if you don't man your station, then there's trouble, right? There's trouble for the other people that are on board with you. You learn very quickly that you are a valued part of the team. When we look at a cruise ship or a battleship, I want to tell you that in the church, we need to be like the battleship. It might be nice, you might be thinking, if the church was more like a cruise ship, right? Get to go on the water slides, get the entertainment of my liking, get the food of my liking, get to be served hand and foot. But the reality is that according to the way God designed the church, it's actually meant to be much more like a battleship. And what the Holy Spirit has done is he has empowered each one of us to be part, to have a role, to make a difference. And the gifts that he gives us are not for us to hoard and to keep to ourselves. The skills that the Holy Spirit has empowered us with are not just for us, but rather to be shared for the betterment of the whole. And so this morning, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be studying from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And this morning, I want to begin with our key verse, which is found in verse 7. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. It says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Sorry, I never know how to cough with these. See, right off the bat, I want us to see and to understand that the giving of the gifts by the Holy Spirit are for the purpose of helping others, serving others, building up the church. Much more a picture of a battleship than a cruise. Now, with that verse in mind, I'm going to read this entire section from verses 4 to verse 11. So if you have your Bibles, again, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start from verse 4. It says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. There's that key verse. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit works in and through you. And his workings in you, his gifts given to you, like the ones mentioned in this passage, are to help others. See, he wants to work through you to strengthen and comfort and serve others so that the church can be built up. Jesus gave us his Spirit, and that Spirit equips us as individuals to strengthen the whole. I love that the emphasis of the gifts of the Spirit are for us in that key verse to help each other, because that's what the Holy Spirit is. That's who he is. He's the paraclete, the helper. That means the one who comes alongside. And just as he comes alongside of us, we are meant to come alongside of each other. So how do we do that in the church? We work together, just as God intended. In the rest of this chapter, the Apostle Paul illustrates how we are going to use the gifts of the Spirit to strengthen the church, and he uses the image of a body. In short, he says, we are all part of the body of Christ, that the church is made up of individuals, but the individuals are part of the whole. And we need each one doing its job in order to function in health. And as Paul said, when we each do what we are equipped to do by the Holy Spirit, that is when the church is at its best. Now, one or two things may happen when you begin to think about the gifts that God has given you. And maybe you've not given that much thought. So take a moment right now. Holy Spirit, what are the gifts that you have given me? What am I to do with these gifts? See, for some, when you think of your God-given gifts, you might think of it as being a gift that God has given to you for you. Okay? A skill that you have been blessed with. And in part, church, this is true. The gifts of the Spirit are from God and they are for you. They are free to you, and they are useful to you. They help you. They empower you. In fact, that's what our entire message last Sunday was about. But the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit don't stop inwardly with us. Remember, there is an inward purpose, and then there is also an outward purpose. See, the gifts of the Spirit are ultimately to be worked in us and then through us to build up the church. We are not the ultimate or the final recipient of the gift, but we are who God is using to then give that gift to the church. It's like a conduit. We receive, and then it comes through us to give to others. The gifts aren't all about us. They are about the church. I want you to think just for a moment about a physical body, since that's the image that the Apostle Paul uses in this chapter. In a human body, let's think about the heart right now. Why does the heart beat? It doesn't beat solely for its own benefit. It beats because of how important that blood flow is for the rest of the body. It has a purpose, yes, for itself, but then also for the rest of the body. And that is why it's so important for us to be using our God-given gifts in the context of the church. Because your gifts are not just for you. They are for God's church. In verse 18 of this passage, it says this: our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. Church, I believe that this is such an encouraging verse for us because it means that each of you, each one of us, is here for a purpose. God has brought you into this body for a purpose and a plan. God gave you the gifts that you have for a reason, and that reason is to benefit the whole church. The church here locally, Maranatha Church, right here, and the global church, God's church, his people. And if we are not using our gifts, we actually end up hurting instead of helping. You might think, wait, what? If I just keep my gift to myself, how does that hurt somebody else? Well, think about it for a moment. Let's say that you're taking a nice walk out on the beach. It's a lovely day, right? The sun is shining. There's just enough of a breeze that it's just that refreshing freshness that comes, right? And you're walking and you're looking out at the water and the waves, and it's just so beautiful when all of a sudden you kind of trip a little bit. And you end up stepping into a bit of a hole in the sand. And as soon as you do, you just feel this excruciating pain in your ankle. Now you're thinking to yourself, well, shoot, I have to get back to my car, and now I'm injured, and I'm still walking on the sand. I was so distracted that this is what happened. And so what you do, you're like, you know what, I think I can manage. You turn around and you start walking, but now instead of putting any weight on this ankle as it's meant to be, you start to compensate. You start to put more weight on this other foot, and you end up hobbling back, and for the first little while, you're doing okay. You're going to get there. But after time, this other foot starts to hurt. And it's not your ankle, it's your knee, it's your hip, it's this whole off balance, off kilter, because this is not meant to replace this, right? This part of the body isn't meant to do the job of this part of the body. And if you do that over a prolonged period of time, what's going to happen is you will end up damaging the healthy part of the body, because the other part's not doing its job anymore. You see where I'm headed with this? Yep. One person. Thank you. As members of the body of Christ, all with gifts from the Holy Spirit, we are meant to serve the whole. We believe that we are all ministers. I'm going to say that again. We believe that we are all ministers. There are no professionals here. If you have God's Spirit in you, you are his minister, and you have a job to do. When we minister together, we are healthy. We grow. We stretch. We add. We strengthen. It is the natural response of each one doing their part. Now, the other thing that may happen when you think about the gifts God has given you is perhaps it's the opposite. You don't feel like it's just for you, but you feel like, man, I'm so inadequate. The gift that I have, it's kind of useless. It's kind of good for nothing. You feel like your gift doesn't matter to the whole. You don't have anything to contribute. You don't have it all together. You see the quote-unquote big gifts being operated in, and you just know, oh man, I could never do that. I could never be that. I want you to think back to that picture of the battleship. I'm sure that there are certain positions and certain jobs on that ship that nobody knows about, that nobody sees, that are tucked away in some dark corner of that ship, but I guarantee you that it is for a purpose and that it is important. So whether you are the captain of the ship or you are working down in some boiler room fixing some part, you are important and you are needed. The Apostle Paul deals specifically with this issue in verses 12 to 27 of this chapter. In verse 22, Paul says this, "In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary." And then in verse 25, "This makes for harmony among the members so that all the members," what? "Care for each other." There's that theme again. The gifts are given so that we can help each other. We can care for each other. We can build up the church, this beautiful body that we are a part of. And this morning, I want to tell you three stories that illustrate the need for all of the gifts to be in operation in the church. Now, these are just three stories, so obviously we're not going into a big, deep dive on all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit this morning. But I do want to take some time to illustrate that when people are walking in their God-given gifts, that's when we see the church built up in strength. So firstly, let me tell you a story from the time when Tyler and I learned very, very strongly the important lesson that every gift is needed and is worthy of honor, just as the Apostle Paul says. So shortly after Tyler and I got married, we were praying about going to a particular mission field with a missions organization. It was not Foursquare. And we were going through this lengthy interview process. Now, Tyler is a very strong leader. He is incredibly smart. He has degrees and training that is like beyond belief. And he has some of these very visible gifts. And at this time, Tyler was really strongly operating in the gifts that were seen, gifts like leadership, teaching, preaching, administration. And it was noticed. And so in this interview process, the guy asked a question to both of us, and he said, "What are your spiritual gifts? What gifts do you operate in?" And Tyler mentioned his, preaching, teaching, administration. And the guy was like, "Oh, yeah, those are so good. Yes, you're what we're looking for." And then the guy turns to me and, "Okay, well, what are your gifts? How are you operating?" And at that time, the way that the Holy Spirit was primarily operating within and through me was through the gift of helps. And so I said, "Helps. I'm a helper." And the person interviewing us loudly scoffed and said, "That's not a real gift. What's your real gift?" And let me tell you, it got real uncomfortable real fast in that room. Needless to say, we didn't pursue that ministry assignment anymore. See, he was only looking at the outward, upfront, kind of big five type gifts of pastor, apostle, teacher, evangelist, prophet. And in doing so, he overlooked the other gifts that are so necessary for the church. And see, what Paul is emphasizing here in this chapter is that every gift of the Holy Spirit is not only important, but it is necessary if we want a healthy body. Second story I want to tell you is from our former church. A couple years ago, maybe a year or so ago, we had a couple who wanted to become members of the church. And on our application form, there was a spot that just asked, how do you want to serve in the church? What are the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to you that you want to use to serve the body? And they put down something that I really hadn't thought much about before, because it's not one of those obvious gifts that come to mind when you talk about serving in the church. But this is what they said, something along the lines of, God has blessed us financially, and we will serve the church by giving of our finances to fund the ministry that God is directing you to do. And they did. It was above and beyond a tithe. It was a purposeful, Spirit-led, and Spirit-filled gifting lived out. It takes faith and a spiritual empowerment to give like this couple gave. And they didn't do it for notice. In fact, no one in the church knew that this is what they did. Other people in the church, they had no idea. They weren't doing it for show. They weren't doing it for like a look at me type of an attitude. They were the hands who were willing to give wherever the Holy Spirit directed. And it was good. And finally, Tyler and I, several years ago, we were serving at Kingsway Four Square Church in Burnaby. And we experienced a powerful move of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in one of the most beautiful and ordinary and orderly ways that I have ever seen. One Sunday during the worship time, a woman walked up to the pastor and told him that she had a word in tongues to give to the church. Tongues being a heavenly language, one of the gifts of the Spirit. And so the pastor walked up to the front and he explained that this woman was going to give this word. He took a couple minutes to explain what a word in tongues was, and then that when a word is given publicly, that there will be an interpretation, that we expect that the Holy Spirit will give an interpretation. And so while he was explaining, the woman just stood next to him. She was calm. She wasn't weird. She wasn't agitated. She just waited. And he handed her the mic. And she took it and she just spoke out this word in tongues. And I cannot fully explain to you what we experienced that day, except to say that it was a holy moment. It was powerful. It was profound, and it ministered to my spirit, even though I didn't understand the words that she was speaking. Then the pastor again took the mic and said that we were just going to wait for the interpretation. He prayed that the Holy Spirit would give the interpretation to someone in the room. And after a minute or so, the interpretation was given in English, and it was like a blanket of peace just rested on us. There was no wildness. There was just a person filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in accordance to the move of the Spirit and sharing the gift with the church so that we could be built up. See, whether the Holy Spirit operates his gifts in and through you in a very public way, or in a background way, he wants to use you to benefit his church. And at Maranatha, there is a place for you to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, to serve the body, to man your station on the battleship. So this week, I encourage you to pray and to ask the Lord how he wants to use you here, how he has gifted you specifically to serve the church. Then I encourage you to dig into the Word. Search the Scriptures and learn about the gifts of the Spirit that are available to you when you ask to be filled. And then step out. Step out and expect God to use you because he has purpose for you. And it's good. This morning, as the worship team comes to lead us in a time of worship, I want to again take some time to just ask if there are people in this room who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We did this last Sunday, and there was a response by many who just said, I'm ready to take that next step. I want more of the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit moving in me and through me. And so again, if that is you and you're here this morning and you say, I want more of the Holy Spirit. I want to know him working in my life and his gifts present in my life. Then I just encourage you to raise your hand and I'm going to pray with you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you just, those of you who have your hands raised, just stand and let's pray together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Would you repeat after me? Dear Jesus, thank you for your Holy Spirit that is freely given to me. Today I receive the Holy Spirit to come into my life, to empower me to be his witness. Fill me with your gifts and give me wisdom to know how to use those gifts to serve your church. In Jesus' name, amen.